Good morning, Judge, County Commissioners, employees, and citizens of Brazos County. My name is Charles G. Mancuso. I live at 3645 Mancuso Road. There's another Charles Mancuso that's putting the dump in, but I'm not related. I don't have anything to do with that, so don't attack me for that. I didn't realize there was going to be such a big crowd today, but seems like my topic is one of the hot topics that everybody's talking about. They call it chemical mowing, but it looks like it's just plain old weed killing to me. And I realized not too long ago that on Mancuso Road, half the bar ditch is alive and half of it's dead. So I made a few calls and found out what was going on. And I was kind of surprised what's going on. The fellow I talked to, he got a guy from Alabama that called me that's doing the mowing. And he said, well, what they're spraying is not harmful. It won't hurt you and all that. Well, a lot of stuff is not harmful, but it affects a lot of people. I'm here. I'm concerned about my health, our health, and our safety. Where I live, there's a bunch of people across the street that have 2 acres of land. They're always burning stuff. Right now, it's 3 and 4 times a week. It's awful, nauseous, black smoke, horrible smelling, can't work outside. If it's not good for me, it's not good for our cows. We're going to eat that beef that's on my place, and if that smoke is bad for us, I know it's bad for them too. I think we need to do something about our air quality in Brazos County because there seems to be no regulation to it. I call the sheriff's department. They come out. There's nothing they can do. As long as there's no burn ban, they do absolutely nothing. The other concern that I have is people like to shoot their firearms out there. I think they need a lot more than 2 acres of land to shoot a firearm. Just because you're in the county, you shouldn't have the right to shoot a firearm. If you live in a subdivision in the county, you shouldn't have the right to shoot a firearm. You need plenty of land to be safe to shoot a firearm. And we have a lot of kids out there, and I think the county needs to look into that. The other concern I have are the brick and stone mailboxes. They seem to be going up everywhere. They're dangerous. I feel like the county has a liability. They're allowing these mailboxes to be built in the county right away. Someone gets hurt, hits a mailbox. I feel like the county's got a responsibility. They allowed them to build a mailbox in the county right away. Trying to pull farm equipment down a narrow county road, sometimes it's hard to avoid those mailboxes. I think they should certainly take another look at that. The other thing, we need more law enforcement. We've got all this oil field business out off Tabor Road, FM 2223. We got a lot of big trucks. We got a lot of people from out of town. We got a lot of people driving fast. We got a lot of people driving crazy. A lot of tailgating, a lot of speeding. We need some more enforcement out there. If we need to hire some more people, let's find a means to do that, but we certainly need that. And I also know the crime rate's on a rise. It seems like when things are good, it seems like the criminals come out. So I appreciate what the county is doing. I appreciate what the sheriff department's doing. The county does a lot of good stuff. I know I'm up here pointing out some of the bad things, but the county does a lot of good stuff for us. Appreciate y'all's time. Okay. Y'all can keep those photos also if y'all would like, but just shows we got pretty green grass in the bar ditch. Well, on half the bar ditch, the other half is dead. Okay. Thank you.